first reading, we're going through the story of Abraham and how Yahweh is getting this man to learn how to follow him in faith and hope. He's teaching him how to be a friend of Yahweh and to be faithful and how to stay into that. Yahweh has made Abraham promises, and now Abraham has to wait for them to be fulfilled. And Yahweh's teaching him how to wait in faith and hope. And this beautiful image he gives this morning, or in this morning's reading, is he takes him out and says, look up at the sky. These are about his descendants, this promise. Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can. And if you're like me, right, you picture that happening at night. And there's too many stars for Abraham to count. But that's not it. The reading continues, and then it says, when the sun went down. This happens during the daytime. And Yahweh's teaching Abraham, this is how hope and faith work. You know there are stars out there. You've seen them before, but now they're covered up. But just because they're covered up, you don't somehow now conclude they're not there. The same goes with us, dear people, who come to Mass every morning. We've tasted the Lord, his presence. And when we taste him, we see things. They're revealed to us. I take care of you. Stop worrying. Give me these things. When we taste him, things are revealed, but then that gets covered up. Living by faith and hope is being faithful to what was revealed when it wasn't covered up, and staying faithful. The stars are still there. The star, the day star. That was much more profound than any of you realize, the day star part. Now to the gospel. Everyone, in the gospel, Jesus is coming to the end of his Sermon on the Mount. In other parts of the gospel, Jesus warns against the Pharisees who are too hard, who put burdens on people's backs. But in today's gospel, he warns against false prophets, and his warning isn't against people who are going to be mean, but sheep's clothing. A certain softness, a certain easy road is how the false prophet works. And so I dare say, everyone, to tie the two together, in these times where his presence is covered up, that which is not of God tries to pull us to false consolation, to get us to console ourselves with something other than his presence. We need to stay true, stay faithful, waiting for him, longing for him, our true love.